Would you pray with me? Almighty God, the hymn we sing is so true, nothing but the blood of Jesus. We turn to nothing but the blood of Jesus tonight to cleanse us and make us whole. Bless us as we read and study your word. May the thoughts that we have tonight be your thoughts. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn to Isaiah 53, please. Isaiah 53. That's in the Old Testament, the first half of your Bible, although it usually falls somewhere in the middle of most bound Bibles. Isaiah 53. Isaiah, writing about Jesus, says, "Surely he has borne our infirmities and carried our diseases. Yet we accounted him stricken, struck down by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. Upon him was the punishment that made us whole, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have all turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." We have here in these few short verses, verses 4, 5, and 6 of Isaiah 53, some critical words about the life and death of the Messiah, of the suffering servant, image of the Messiah, of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I'm going to go to the last verse first, verse 6. This is why Jesus had to die. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. All we, all of us, every last one of us, like sheep, have gone astray. We have all turned to our own way. I hear some baaing going on out there. Baa! Let's all do it. Baa! All we are sheep. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have run away from the flock. We have run away from the calling that God has for us. We've run away from God's will. We've run away from the path that God would have us walk. All we like sheep have gone astray. I could also use my cat as an illustration of going astray. All we like my cat have gone astray. Tiggert was my wonderful cat from my seminary years, and he was a sweet, wonderful, loving cat. And I was always afraid that he would get out and get away and get lost, because he was always trying to dodge that door and get out into the cold, cruel world. And so I was always careful to keep him locked up in the apartment. And I lived on the third floor of an apartment building just next door to Duke University. And I came back from one late night of study at the library, and I noticed as I got to the top landing that my door had been kicked open, broken actually open. And my home, my abode, my apartment was open to the world. And I did what you're not supposed to do. When you see that, you're not supposed to go into a dark apartment. You don't know who might be laying in waiting there to grab you when you go in and kill you for your money. No. Instead of calling or going to a neighbor and calling the police, I dashed into my apartment going, here, Tiggert, here, boy, where are you, boy? Come here, boy. Knowing that he's probably hiding somewhere, maybe, hopefully, prayerfully, hiding somewhere, maybe behind a toilet if it hasn't been too long. He's probably gone to hide under the bed or in a closet under some dirty clothes or behind the toilet. Somewhere, away from whoever it was that broke in to his home. But unfortunately, it had been a while, and as I ran through my living room, I didn't care about the missing TV or the missing VCR. I didn't care about the missing computer. I was looking for my cat, my boy. And he wasn't there. So I started to get that horrible feeling in the pit of your stomach that something terrible has happened. So I rushed back out on the landing and started yelling, "Here, Tigger! Here, Tigger!" And I ran down the steps to the next landing. "Here, Tigger!" No sign of my cat anywhere. To the last landing. "Here, Tigger! Here, Tigger!" No sign of my cat anywhere. So I ran out into the front of the apartment complex where the lights were real bright. And as I was looking around, I saw, peeking out from around the corner, this long, fluffy tail. Tiggert was a Maine Coon, and he had a long, fluffy tail, a beautiful tail. And I said, "Ah, there he is." But I didn't want to scare him off, so I started to sneak over. And just as I was getting over to the edge of the apartment building, it snuck around the corner, out of the way, into the dark of the shadow of the building. Well, there were lights over on the other side of the apartment complex. I knew it was heading that way, so I ran back around and through the other way. And as I came out the other side, I caught sight of Tiggert in the bright lights of the parking lot, down on the ground, back arched, tail straight back, facing down three big, mean tomcats. Now, you're not supposed to do what I did. Again, I didn't go and get a pan of water and throw it on them to break up what was going to happen. No. I barged into the middle of it, jumped in, jumped over, straddling my cat, and went, "Scat!" And the cat zoomed to the three winds. And then I leaned over and scooped up my cat and held him close to my chest and scratched his neck and carried him upstairs to a can of Nine Lives, of which he had used already one. All we, like Tiggert, have gone astray. And we are out in the wilderness, in the darkness, and we're being faced by big, mean, vicious tomcats. And God, our Heavenly Father, has sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to come and to stand in the gap and the breach between us and the world, to scatter the wild cats, to scoop us up, and to carry us up to glory to be with the Heavenly Father forever. All we, like Tiggert, like my cat, have gone astray. And not only have we gone astray, but we have turned, all of us have turned to our own way, to that which seems right and good to us. And the Lord, because of this, God, the Lord, has laid on Jesus the iniquity, the sin, the evil of all of us. He who has come to gather us in and take us home, on Him has been laid the sin of us all. Surely He has borne our infirmities and carried our diseases, yet we accounted Him stricken, struck down by God, and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was wounded because we sinned, and crushed for our iniquities. Upon Him was the punishment that made us whole. He bore that which we could not bear. On Him was the punishment that made us whole. But not only that, by his stripes we are healed. Was asked not too long ago, why do I believe in the critical importance of the Lord's Supper? Why do I have a devotion to the bread and the cup and its place in worship? Why do I have a devotion to Holy Communion? And this is my answer. Because in the cup, we have a reminder and an actualization of Jesus' shed blood from the cross for you and me. The fact that upon him, our iniquities were placed. And because of his shed blood, we were washed clean of our sin. Communion firstly reminds us that our sins are forgiven, that we are washed clean by the presence of Jesus in our lives, by his blood on the cross. We have been made clean. It also reminds us that being made clean, being healed, forgiven, being washed in the blood of the Lamb brings with it a physical as well as a spiritual healing. The bread stands for and actualizes his body in our presence. And we are reminded that in his body he bore the stripes of the whip master. And with each stripe that he bore for us, he took upon himself our sicknesses, our infirmities. And so when we take the bread, we are taking into ourselves that healing power and presence of Jesus. And when we take the cup, we are taking into ourselves that life-transforming, forgiving presence of Jesus. It becomes a focus of faith, my friends, in which Jesus can gather us up and carry us up to be with our Heavenly Father. It becomes a focus of faith through which we can receive God's grace if only we will eat and drink, recognizing his presence here in our midst, his love for us, his willingness to come and find us, even though we are lost sheep gone astray. So each time I take us to the table of the Lord, on Sunday mornings and on Sunday evenings and whenever it may be, I bring us to the table praying that at least one person might know the forgiving touch of God's grace and the healing power of our Almighty Lord's presence. Come to the table of the Lord tonight. Take the elements. Receive them into your hearts, into your souls, into your very selves by faith, and know the life-transforming forgiveness and the life-transforming healing power of Jesus again. That's what we're going to do tonight yet again in receiving Holy Communion. Would you pray with me? We give you thanks, most gracious Father, for this gift, for this wonderful gift of the sacrament of Holy Communion, in which your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, gives himself for us. We thank you, even though we do not understand it completely, Lord, we know we will understand it when we arrive in glory. But what we do understand is that Christ is formed in our hearts by faith. And when we meet at the table and receive the elements afresh with our faith focused on Jesus, we know that he comes to be within us again. For on the night in which he gave himself up for us, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ took bread, gave thanks to you, Almighty God, and broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples and said, take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And when the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you and gave it to his disciples and said, drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with your Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Because there is one loaf, we, though we be many, are one body, for we all partake the one loaf, the bread which we break, so not a means of sharing in the body of Christ. And the cup over which we give thanks, is it not a means of sharing in the outpoured blood of Christ? Jim? This is the body of Christ broken for you. Amen. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. The table is ready. You may come. God bless and keep this most precious baby and bring her safely into this world. In Jesus' name. Amen. Body of Christ broken for you. Body of Christ broken for you. Body of Christ broken for you, Johnny. Body of Christ broken for you.